This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. What yoga can teach you about entrepreneurship, entrepreneur? Yoga combines many of the best reasons to frequent the gym with the mindfulness and meditation that helps us stay in control. I'm not the first to write about why yoga should be considered useful for entrepreneurs, however. Often when expounding on the virtues of yoga for entrepreneurs, the focus is on stress management. I spend all day making decisions, and I let yoga be a time where someone else sets the rules. If your yoga practice includes attending a class, you have the added benefit of being led. Appreciating how it feels to be instructed can increase your empathy with your employees. It can also help build trust in your managers when it's time for them to hold the reins. As entrepreneurs, we incessantly look to improve our products, systems, and outcomes. This drive brings success, but it also drains us mentally and physically. Let yoga be a place where you merely acknowledge where you are in your current physical and mental state, without judgment, and accept it. The practice of yoga is the goal of yoga. It is not a means to an end, but rather an end in itself. Most entrepreneurs I know understand the value of staying physically fit, but many don't dedicate as much time to their mental well-being as they do to the gym. But there is a solution. Here are a few of my personal favorite reasons for practicing yoga and how they can benefit you as an entrepreneur. Relinquish control, shake off judgment, patience, checking out, quieting the mind. Curated from What Yoga Can Teach You About Entrepreneurship. See also top post. Free ebook for entrepreneurs and business owners in the DMV. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.